And it's good to see all of you here this warm Saturday afternoon in Singapore. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And we once again, we welcome you to the house of God here. And just right now, we ask our senior pastor, Pastor Peter Tan, as we pass the time to him right now. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. It's good to have each one of you here to be part of our first launch on July 4th today of Cathedral Glory. This is indeed a significant event, both in the natural and in the spiritual. And we have the presence of lots of angels around with us. And Lord Jesus is looking forth even from his throne upon all that upon our hearts and upon our lives as we gather together. And we do have home groups and all the other things. We have information for you, which we'll pass on to you after the service today. But I'd like to highlight a few special things too in this new church that we launched. It is a fivefold church where we will raise up apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And you say, what is the church about? Read Ephesians 4. That is our church, Magna Carta. That's the church that we want to be all in God, in the atmosphere of God's Spirit, love, and the Word. And so as different ministries and gifts, where every single one of us can discover the gift, the anointing, and the place that God has for us. And that's what this church is about. And one of the first things that we have want to release, especially as we gather together every Saturday, is what we call the prophetic booth. And some of you might not have heard of it before, but in the United States, in the ministry of Rick Joyner, and who has a huge church in the U.S., they have grown to the extent where I know that they are in the world prophetic churches like Kansas City Church, but Rick Joyner at the moment is holding the prophetic mantle at the moment, and he has brought forth a concept called the prophetic booth. And so he has developed it to such extent that if you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, it says, let all of you learn and to prophesy one by one. And as a prophecy is given, let two or three prophets judge on the prophecy. And the Bible did say also in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, do not despise prophecy. And prove all things and judge all things. And so I've been speaking to some of those who are specially gifted in this area, and to start it off in some way. So every time we have a Saturday meeting, and as long as they are available, because sometimes they are not available around, and the Lord sends them around to do his work. We have a prophetic booth, but at the moment it looks like a table, and it is a table, a prophetic table. And I've spoken with Sister Eunice and Sister Annie, and could you just lift up your hands and just wave it to the Lord. Thank you, Lord. And they are tremendous sisters in the Lord. And I would say that sometimes when I see a gift that is exercised with 100% accuracy, I'd like to introduce that to the body of Christ. And so that gift of prophecy, and Sister Eunice actually stands in the office of a prophetess. You might not realize that, but that's where you stand. And Sister Annie is growing with the gift of prophecy into the area, and she's standing along together in the prophetic gift with Sister Eunice. And so we will have always, every time we meet, a prophetic booth where they would come and sit on a chair, and there will be more as we grow. And and I've asked Sister Wai Ying to sit together with them too. And where as you come in the Lord and you need to hear what God is saying in your situation or in your life, a word of prophecy, a word of God that needs. And in the New Testament, we are not guided by prophets, but we are confirmed on what God speaks in our heart. And we will come up with some guidelines so that you know that you cannot be dependent dependent just on that prophetic gift. You got to grow in your own Christian life, and you got to make your own decisions. But there are times in everyone's life, and sometimes they are in a valley or they're in a situation where they just need to, some words to hear what God is saying in that situation. That's what the prophetic booth is for. It will not replace your Christian life. It will not replace your devotional life. It will not replace your need to hear from God for yourself. But it's a gift that God has provided, the gift of prophecy and the office of a prophet. And not all prophets will function in the same way, but we provide that facilitation of that gift. And so that you'll find that you need to hear from God in that particular area. That's what the prophetic booth will be for, and it will be open after every service, and also we will adjust and move along with the times when it's available together with the schedule of our dear sisters in the Lord. And so that's I have seen a tremendous gifting of that prophetic office, and I'd like to introduce it to the body of Christ, and you will be blessed by that prophetic gift that God has given. And so as the apostles, as the prophets, and as the evangelists, as the pastors, as the teachers work together in God, the whole body of Christ will be edified. And as we know, some things are theoretical, but some things you got to experience them and see the practical side to catch on, to learn. And it's one thing to learn about healing. It's another thing to actually see a healing and pray for the healing and see it manifest. It's one thing to learn about prophecy, but it's another thing to actually see the function of a gift that is in the area that is unique of God. And so that's the purpose of what every gift is for. Praise God. And so in this launch of the church, I prayed before the Lord, and I sought the Lord in how to bring everything about. And as we walk together, we are walking together in a journey. We do have certain directions of what a fivefold church pattern would be, but to be honest, it has never been done before. So we're all walking along something that we do not know what's going to be look like in 5 years and 10 years time. But one thing we can promise you, we will be teachable. We make some mistakes along the way, but we will grow and allow the fivefold church to grow and take shape and form in whatever way the Lord knows what it looks like in His final direction. Praise God. And so in that atmosphere for these things to happen, and the first series of teaching, we'll be teaching systematically right through in a series. The first teaching series that we will go through fortnight by fortnight will be teaching on the love of God. So it will be a teaching on love of God series, because love is the most important basis by which all things would go forth. And it's an atmosphere of love by which all the gifts can function with honesty, without insecurity, with faith, with confidence, and with understanding and to one another. And that's why the church needs to be founded firmly upon the love of God. And do not forget that every Saturday, now that we launch a church, there is a meeting in this place. And so the Saturday service is always on every Saturday from 2 to 4. And it's a Saturday church and Saturday church service. And next week, I've already spoken to Pastor James and Pastor Jimmy. And they have something tremendous to bring forth. And Pastor Jimmy just came back from a ministry in the Lord. And he has seen some wonderful works of God. And there is a man on crutch that was touched and healed by God. And he's taken some pictures, and I've asked him to come and share about that the next week to encourage your faith, together with Pastor James, who's going to do a teaching too. So every Saturday, church is on 2 to 4. Remember that. And so I'm always here every fortnight, And we're doing a teaching series on the love of God as our first series. So let's go to God in prayer as we seek God for His Word. Father, we just thank You for Your grace and Your mercy. We acknowledge, O God, that there is a tremendous birth in the Spirit, even this day as we walk in You, even in this launch of Cathedral of Glory in Singapore, on this auspicious day that You have so designed, chosen for us, even before we were born. We thank You, Father, that every single one here has been predestined for a purpose and for a reason to be a part of this fellowship. And many more who have not joined us and who are a part of it, some of them already in You, some of them who have not come to know You yet. Of the thousands and ten thousands and the hundreds of thousands who will be a part of this great move of Your Spirit, we thank You, Father, that You are with us, for that is the most important thing. That You are with us and You are doing a work beyond our understanding, beyond our comprehension, bringing forth a revival such that the world has not seen before. And Father, we sanctify ourselves and we dedicate ourselves, spirit, soul, and body to You. That Your work and Your Spirit may go forth through our lives. That what You're bringing forth in this nation and in this country will be brought forth. Of all Your glory that You're predestined in Isaiah 60 and Isaiah 61 will come forth, O God, and grow forth from this nation to all the nations of the world. That just as the glory go forth, so You will bring forth people also from all nations of the world, O God, to be blessed, to be fed, to be healed, to be whole. We thank You, Father, that fivefold ministers will rise from this nation, all in the fullness of God, and will be launched forth from the church here, and they will go forth to the north, to the south, and to the east, and to the west. And also, Lord, fivefold will come forth, many to be trained, many to be apart, many to be encouraged, O Lord, from all the nations of the world to this nation, and that will be a launch forth, O God, and will be encouraged, O Lord, and relaunch for some of them into the ministries that You have called them to be and to do. For all that, Lord, we give You the glory, the worship, and the honor. For Lord, You are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and You know all things, and we love You, O Lord. Father, today, reveal Yourself afresh to us. Reveal Yourself, O Jesus. Show us Your glory and show us Your greatness of Your heart and Your love for us, that we may know You, that we may love You, that we may be established in You. We thank You, Father. Open our eyes and our hearts and our minds, that we may know You and experience You. And all that You reveal will transform our lives. And we give You all the glory, the worship, and the honor. In Jesus' name. And everyone say, Amen. Amen.